Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. It's off to Chi-Town today. Today I'm going to talk about not a particular subject, but I never understood really when someone used to say, with age come wisdom. That is so true, with age comes wisdom. Excuse me. By the way, go Steelers today. Because when I was a youngster, and someone really did me wrong, let's say I was dating someone, and then she decided to date someone else, I would try to get in between them. But in the long run, that's stupid. That makes myself look like a fool, because I can't move on and she's gone. You're going to become borderline stalking, or you're going to just be so pathetic, lying around doing nothing, moping around, and it's just pathetic. It really is better when they said the best revenge is to move on and be happy. It's not just a catchphrase, it's so freaking true. Because when you move on and you be happy, it lets her know that, hey, I've moved on, I'm happy now. You know, I was with you, things didn't work out. She's moved on, she's happy, but what if she didn't move on and she isn't happy? What if she's a dick, or a bitch, or rather not a dick, well, a bitch liking dick. Anyway, let's say she just want to play games with your emotions. That, you know what that tells me? That she hasn't moved on. She hasn't moved on either. Because if she really truly moved on and she's happy with a new boyfriend, she wouldn't have anything to do with you. No matter what I did, if I try to call her, beg, please, baby, come back to me. I'm sorry, I'm not just, it's morning, got the morning thought going here. No, but for real, you gotta be smarter than that. I mean, these youngsters these days just don't have the drive, doesn't have the capacity to understand that someone doesn't want to be with them. And, you know, I blame it on the parents. Some of them are just mama's boys or daddy's little girl or whatever, and they don't know how to let go. You have to let go. You have to. I mean, yes, you try and try, you know, you try at first to try to get her back, but if you see that she's got a new boyfriend, what does that make you look like if you're trying to go after her? I never understood that. Your ex-girlfriend moved on, she's got a new man, and you're trying to get with her. Don't be stupid. It didn't work the first time. You think she's going to leave her new man to come back to you? What didn't work? Something didn't work. Whether she didn't like your personality, whether you weren't showing enough motion, something she didn't like or something you didn't like. So why try to get back into that situation? It's just stupid. It's wasted energy. Go to the gym, work out, punch a punching bag, go to the range, shoot your gun, make a song, you know, do something, be productive instead of moping around, whoop, 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 whoop. Don't be stupid. It just angers me when people do that. Makes me go insane in the membrane. Insane, got no brains. I think I'm going crazy. A little bit of Cypress Hill. Excuse me, folks. But seriously, though, you gotta, with age come wisdom. If you're 13, 14, 15, you don't even know what real love is. You think I'm in love, get teenage pregnancy, it doesn't last more than a couple years, or relationship is just horrible, and she or he ends up cheating. You guys don't know anything about love. What the hell do you know? Not a damn thing. Stay in school. Don't be a fool. Dumb idiots. Make me so upset. You don't know anything about love? What the hell do you know? Oh, I'm in love. I'm walking down the street holding hands. Get the hell out of my face. You don't know anything about love. All you know to do is just drop your drawers. Wham, bam, bam, bam. I'm done. I'm in love. Stupid fools. You guys are stupid. Seriously. So fucking stupid. Oops. Sorry, just irritated this morning. Haven't had my breakfast yet. So, anyway, I will see you guys in Cyprus.